quiet day. Just pruning back the garden on the roof. It's wild and it's useless. Not a veggie in sight, but I know that you like it, so I'm doing this for you. And it's better than watching paint peel.
Yes, even my old favorites have dust on the spine. Like this one. I meant to recommend this to you, but you know some stories work better out loud. Missing pieces, it was seven books long, and we only had just the beginning volumes, 1, 2, and 4. So when we got to the missing parts, we kept on pretending there was more. Like how time looped, and the same day repeated over and over again,
so the story fits
and
tight.
I prefer our version to the one that was technically right. I think I'll read this out loud for everyone tonight.
I climbed up to the roof. You know, I don't like it up there. But then I saw the view, and it was like I could finally breathe. And then I thought of you, and then time stilled for a while. There was a peace to things that a moment brings, and I thought at least we Lord, a peace that knowledge brings. And no mask can hide my face, not in this place, not in this place. But now I think I see value.
Yours, mine,
a moment of bliss in all this. And no matter how much you have, the past is still past. How much longer?
Much longer. How much longer? How much longer? Oh,
oh. But look how it lingers. How long it
sorts, and I'm in for the long haul this time, because I am a better person, because what I learned from you is like a sick goddamn disease, and now we're crawling on our knees into somewhere with foreign places that gives us room to explore and learn how we're supposed to persist after losing everything, and we'll be happy.
Taught me to love like dying.